Chapter 95. Kuchin walked alone, his rifle in his right hand, muzzle down. Up ahead, he could hear the baying of the hounds. It really wouldn't matter, though, whether the animals were able to get on the track or not. Scents up here were problematic, because of the terrain and the composition of the underlying rock. He felt certain that a man like Shaw would have experience in dodging even experienced scent hounds. This was a chess match, and one had to think of the current and at least four future moves. Kuchin had followed traders through the muck, mud, ice, and waters of Ukraine as part of his duties with the KGB. He had almost always succeeded, aided by an internal desire never to concede defeat. It was the same attribute that had fueled his swift rise up the security agency ladder. Superiors loved men like Kuchin, because they made them look good to their superiors. He had long debated how to do this. Part of him strongly wanted to tie each of them naked to a table and then pull out his little metal suitcase. He wanted to peel off their skin, cut out their intestines, and put them through torture that Abdul-Majid, mutilated as he was, could never have imagined. But he had finally decided against that. He had done so principally because, unlike Abdul-Majid, they had shown courage. They had confronted him directly, risking their lives. They had not hidden like the Muslim and let a drugged-out lackey attempt to do the killing. For that, Kuchin had grudging respect for the group. Rice was another matter. He would die either way, but Kuchin had placed him with the others solely as a matter of convenience. He did not intend on wasting too much time with Alan Rice. The man did not deserve it. That left only the hunt. Here on his home turf, Kuchin had given them a sporting chance, if a poor sporting chance. He was not a fool. He would survive this. They would not. But at least they had an opportunity to postpone their deaths a bit. And it wasn't as though Kuchin would escape either. In a way, he'd come full circle. They knew about his little room at his penthouse. Others undoubtedly knew of it, too. They were probably there right now, gathering all the evidence they needed to send him to Ukraine to stand trial, with his execution the inevitable outcome. "My fellow countrymen will probably tear me limb from limb," he thought. His days of hiding were over. Evan Waller was dead. The Canadian businessman was a pale imitation of the man Fader Kuchin really was. When it was over, he would not run. He was through with hiding. They would have to take him here, at his last stand. They eventually would win, through superior numbers, but he would take many with him. It was a fitting way for an old warrior to go out, on his terms. He smiled, and perhaps this would result in him finally being written into history, the true butcher of Kiev. But that would come later. He had four lives to extinguish tonight. He did not expect them to die easily, especially Shaw and the woman. They would fight hard. They were survivors. Well, so was he. And he intended to save the woman for last. He had special plans for her. She would take the longest to die.